We love this place, and you will too. That's why I paid for this message.
Everybody, welcome back to Into the Show. Second half hour of hour number one on this Thursday, November 9th, 2023 edition, Your Defending Fathers, with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Dr. Jeff is still in the surgery room, operating room. He had another emergency come in. A cat got its leg caught in a trap. And he's in there going to have to remove the leg as we speak. So he said he'll be joining us at 10:15 to 10:30. So hold those questions. He wants to talk about wind turbines, windmills as well. Dave Ajima reporting in for duty this morning. Once again, this is more proof that we need a part-time legislature. We lost getting the required signatures by 30,000 to put it on the ballot because the marijuana people could pay more for signatures. Here's some facts. Over a 130-year period of time, the temperature has varied on average a fraction of 1 degree. 1 degree. And a fraction, not even a full degree, a fraction of 1 degree over a 130-year time period. Windmills are mechanical. Because they're mechanical, they break down. And then the icing on the cake, we have 200 years worth of coal and natural gas. Folks, it's a known fact that oil wells and natural gas wells that they think were basically dried up, used up, weren't producing their volumes anymore, they've been capped. They've let them sit for a couple of decades. They've gone back and tested them, and guess what? The oil and the natural gas is back there. It's a renewable energy that the libs and the woke agenda, green energy people, don't want to acknowledge. They think that once you use it, pull it out of the ground and burn it, the well is permanently emptied out. It's done. That's not the case. The Earth's crust compressing carbon causes the natural gas and the oil to come back. Now, I want to continue on with this story while we wait for Dr. Jeff to remove the leg off of the cat. Emergencies happen, I understand totally. Dan Scripps, the chairman of the Michigan Public Service Commission, said, "It's difficult to see how we meet our commitments to obtain broader renewable energy goals without meaningful permit siting reforms." When he testified before the Senate committee regarding the hearings on these bills, what passed in the Senate, the permitting reform package, House Bills 5120 and 5121, are part of a massive energy policy rewrite that aims to very quickly, speedily wean Michigan off of fossil fuels. To do so, Michigan utilities must build out power sources that don't emit greenhouse gases, such as wind, solar, and now they've added the word nuclear to meet the energy standards that Governor Gretchen Whitmer is expected to sign into law in the coming days. Michigan needs up to 209,000 acres. Did you hear that number, folks? 209,000 acres. 209,123 divide by 640. 326.56 square miles. Square miles. An entire section. 326 of them represents 209,000 acres. That's just to meet the requirements for the developments that need to be built in addition to the ones already built or in the works. So you know all the solar farms you see in Michigan right now, all the wind turbines that you see, windmills? We're talking about 326 square more miles in addition to what they already have. He said that's a big number. But if you put it into context, it only represents 0.55% of Michigan's total landmass. Republican state representatives and senators accused Scripps of downplaying the bill's impact on rural areas, which will host most of the acreage because of the large projects require such vast open spaces. McBroom, an Upper Peninsula dairy farmer, said he fears a mass loss of valuable farmland. Yes, 209,000 acres of it, 326 square miles. Well, however, without the new legislation, utilities have needed the blessings of local governments to build large wind and solar farm developments. But from Montcalm County to the Thumb, fights over these efforts have pitted neighbors against each other, leading to recall elections and canceled projects. Perfect example, Tuesday night, five elected officials in Green Township, where the Chinese Communist Party Goshen wanted to build that huge mega battery plant. The supervisor and the trustees all got voted out of office. And oh, by the way, every single one of them were Republicans. The people that ran against them ran as nonpartisan, no party affiliation, and they won. The supervisor's gone. The trustees are gone. Every single one of them that voted 7-0 that were up for re-election lost Tuesday night down in that area. Recall elections. Local elected officials that support this garbage, they're gone. Bye-bye. If Governor Whitmer approves these changes, the Michigan Public Service Commission will have the ultimate permitting authority. The bills also set criteria governing how much noise and light the projects can emit, how far they must be from neighboring buildings, and other particulars. Neighbors who oppose rural renewable energy developments say they fear losing tillable land and the reduction of their property values because their pristine, picturesque landscape views will be replaced with vast solar farms and towering windmill turbines. Local government advocates say the bills are actually an affront to Michigan's long tradition of local control over land use. Director of Government Relations for the Michigan Townships Association, Judy Allen, said, quote, "These bills are not about whether or not we need clean energy in Michigan. This is about who is best equipped to make local zoning decisions," end quote. But farmers looking to host renewable energy projects on their property say local governments are violating their private property rights, being taxpayers, being able to use their land the way they want to be able to afford their property taxes by restricting these wind and solar developments. Dan Farnsworth, a Montcalm County farmer whose family signed a wind lease on its property, said the income from these leases are keeping us from being able to pay our bills, causing us to struggle to keep the farm afloat. Opponents say they don't want wind and solar projects because it would disturb the rural nature of their environment. He said the irony is if they stop the projects, property owners like us will be forced to make some hard decisions between keeping it as farmland or selling it off for development. The bills would allow local governments to keep permitting authority if they pass their own ordinances that comply with the state's requirements. But developers could bypass the local permitting process if the community lacks an approved ordinance, takes too long for the review or proposal, or rejects a proposal that complies with the state standards. Well, this prompted a sarcastic response from none other than our very own state senator, John DeMoose, Republican from Harbor Springs. He questioned Scripps' comments during the committee hearing on Tuesday. What did Senator John DeMoose say? We'll have a few on the other side of this break. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebels for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. The township meeting tonight, Belknap Township Hall, is at 7:30. So I'm not really sure what timeline I will be. I have a meeting, a business meeting in Elba at 1:30, then a 4 o'clock in Gaylord. Then I'll be heading through Onaway, the Hawks area, on my way to Belknap Township Hall at 7:30. So I appreciate a couple of you have asked. Cliff Tellini says there isn't enough oil. There is enough oil in the United States for at least 600 years, not 200. Solar panels are classified as hazardous waste for a reason. They break easily and will instantly release cadmium, telluride, copper, selenide, hexafluoroethane, lead, and polyvinyl fluoride. Once the prime farmland and the underground water aquifers are contaminated in the ground and in the water, it's over. They don't want our cows manuring on the land and bleaching gas, but these panels are safe. Do they realize what this will cause in the reduction of food production? Law of supply and demand, less food, what happens? Food costs go up. These people don't care, Cliff, how much food costs. If that leads to people dying because they can't afford food, it falls right into their population control. The Great Reset. We need less people on planet Earth, according to Bill Gates, Mark Zuckerberg, George Soros, who are all putting money into these Democratic coffers to get these people elected to pass these policies on us. It's that simple. Connect the dots, people. So what did Senator John DeMuth say in the committee hearing on Tuesday before they passed these bills on Wednesday? So DeMuth says, to Dan Scripps, the chairman of the Michigan Public Service Commission. So basically, as long as local municipalities just go along and say yes, then you won't get involved. If local communities, local municipalities, just go ahead and do what we want you to do, then the Michigan Public Service Commission won't have to step in and override you. Yep, that's basically what these bills do. Environmentalists, trade unions, and some industry groups support the bills. They argue that in a worsening climate crisis, Michigan doesn't have time to spare on prolonged local battles over renewable energy development. Global climate scientists have estimated that society must stop adding greenhouse gases to the atmosphere by mid-century, 2050, or accept the catastrophic consequences from rising seas, worsening storms, droughts, wildfires, and famines. Folks, I'm going to make a prediction right now. I'm not a global scientist, but I will be sleeping at a Holiday Inn Express tonight. No, actually, it's a Ramada. Mark my words, before 2050, Time Magazine, other national publications will have a cover again that says the coming ice age. The coming ice age. It's going to happen. It's going to cycle again. It happened back in the 1970s. It'll happen before 2050. Michigan Clinicians for Climate Action, Elizabeth Del Buono, executive director, said, quote, building out the infrastructure to provide clean, healthy forms of energy like solar and wind is essential to protecting the health of Michigan residents, end quote. These people are insane. They have bought into this crap, and they truly believe this. If we hooked her up to a lie detector test, she would pass it. If you read that statement she just made, if she believed that was really true, she would pass the lie detector test. These bills join a flurry of legislation that Democrats rushed through to pass this week before they lose their narrow House majority of 2 seats. Unbelievable. We have the other bills. We'll wrap these other bills up on the other side. Top of the hour news break. Hour number 2 coming. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
The Well Connect end of the year blowout sale is here. A factory direct do-it-yourself install package is now available to our listeners. Call 231-420-8320 to find out how you can buy a Well Connect geothermal unit at a DIY discounted price. Install it yourself and qualify for a 30% federal income tax credit off your 2023 taxes. Additionally, you'll receive a cash rebate from your local electric co-op company. A Well Connect uses your well water to do 80% to 90% of heating your home this winter, 100% air conditioning your home next summer, just by calling 231-420-8320. Again, save money, get a 30% federal income tax credit before the end of this year, and start saving money every month while enjoying total year-round comfort. Again, call 231-420-8320. Do it today.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer. the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing,